Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hadur edition, starting the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis on the bottom. So, the Mishnah, Im Eino Makiri Moiso. We're talking about sending the Eidim, sending the witnesses to be made on Kiddush HaChodesh, the maid that they saw the moon. But if Beis Din Yerushalayim don't know this Eid, they don't know if he's a kosher Eid, Mishachim Imoy Achir La'idur, so they send somebody else with him to come and testify on him. So the Beis Din in the city will send with him somebody else. Now the Mishnah explains, B'Yisharim Mikablim Eidus HaChodesh Mikol Ha'odom. Originally, anybody who came and testified on the Chodesh, they trusted him and accepted his testimony. Mishakil Kilu Aminim, but once the Minim were Mikalkab and they sent purposely, what this is, the gate fall testimony, he only accept Eidus from the ones they know who they are. But in the beginning, the way they announced Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to make big fires, big torches, and that would announce to everybody there was Kiddush HaChodesh. The Kusi used to start lighting the fires, and people thought there was Kiddush HaChodesh, but it was not. Then they're mitaken that there's messages that go out to announce it. Says the Gemara, Eino Makir Moisov Chulei. Gemara continues that if you give him a mudalaf on top. The Mishnah is written in the wrong order. It should have write like this. You should give an introduction. But originally they accepted the Eidus for everybody. But that changed. Now we don't accept everybody. And therefore, they send someone with him. So start by telling me the introduction. What happened? But we say the opposite. We first say they send someone with him, and then they tell me the history. Even in the order of our Mishnah, it's still okay. Because the way we read the Mishnah is, if they don't know him, based on Yerushalayim, you have to send someone to testify on him. Lama, why we need it? And originally, they would accept everybody. But now they don't anymore. That's why you have to send someone with him. Says the Gemara, "V'eid echod ne'emon." One aid will come and testify on this person. Is that enough? Says the Gemara, "Mishilcha nosnu lecha." Really, it's all midirabbanim. Mishilcha means from you, from whatever you did, so you can do the restriction and the allowance based on you. B'dina yashlo yitzchim aidim at all. We don't have to have aidim because the Talmud Adam is ne'emon. V'hemam u'shir yitzchim aidim. Came rabbanim and mitakin you to have aidim. Hemam v'eid echod ne'emon. So they also said the one aid is good enough. Says the Gemara, "V'eid echod ma'ushi ne'emon kishtaim." Can one A be Nemun like two? Hey, Chavid, what will be the case? So the Gemara explains. Hayushnaim, there are two. Echad, akol magikiri moisoi. So Reuven and Shimon are coming to testify on the Chodesh. Reuven, they know him. People in Yushnaim know him, so they don't have to testify on him. Ve'echod, ein odo makiroi. Chaveiroi makiroi. Meaning, Shimon, they don't know him. But Reuven knows Shimon. So the Shaila is, now we're going to use here the gifts of Rav Chaim. Chaveiroi ma'u shiyoid olov. In other words, can Reuven, who's coming to testify on the Chodesh, can he also testify in Shimon? Can he do both? Be one of the Eidim on Eidus HaChodesh, and also be the aid, the witness on Shimon, to say that Shimon is a good aid? So says the Gemara, continue with the gifts of Rav Chaim. Nishmeini minadol. Let's learn from the following. We learn in Maseches Ksuvis. Hayu shnayim echad makir ksav yodoy v'ksav yad chaveroy. Ve'echad ein adom makiroy. You have two Eidim on a shtar. One of them is coming and saying, this is my handwriting. He's testifying on himself. An Eid can say, this is my handwriting. Now the same person who's testifying in his own handwriting is testifying on the handwriting of his friend. He's saying, oh, and by the way, this handwriting next to me, that's Shimon. So Maushi Tsari if Yemechad Min Hashuk La'idov, can he go and join Levi? Can Reuven join Levi to testify on the handwriting of Shimon? The answer is he cannot testify on the handwriting of his friend. Why not? Because then comes out that three quarters of the mumen come out al piv, which means his own handwriting he's testifying on. On his friend's handwriting, he's testifying together with somebody else. So you need to have two aids. So to speak, every aid does 50% of the power to have an aidus over here. So if the first 50% he does on his own. The other 50%, he and somebody else are giving the power. So he's doing 75% of the aidus. That you can't do. Because the Torah says, it has to be two equal aidim, not one who's three quarters. I'm going to ask the question a little differently. There are two. One, Reuven, he's not coming to testify on himself. But the people in the city where they're bringing the shtar to, they know his ktav yodoy. So there is, he's zvulung and a testifying Reuven's signature. But Reuven is coming and he knows Shimon's handwriting. So Echod Eina Domekir, Shimon, nobody knows him except one person, but Chaveiru Mekir, Reuven knows Shimon's signature. Chaveiru Mao Sheyosek Echod Ben Ashuk Leidolov. Can Reuven join Levi to testify in Shimon? Reuven is not testifying in his own handwriting. You have Yisachar Zvulun doing that. So can Reuven, who is signing and Yisachar Zvulun testifying on him, can he join Levi to testify in Shimon? So they wanted that if you'd give him on base. Still, you can't do that because in it says kol ha'edus miskemes b'edechot. At the end of the day, Reuven is being the one. Yes, the Yisachar Zvulun, the one who's testifying in Reuven. But what they're testifying, the Reuven signature is a good signature. So you're using Reuven as a signature. How do you know Shimon is a good eight? Because Reuven is mitzvah for somebody else to be made in him. So the might say Reuven is the one who's doing most of the legwork over here. That does not work. So the same thing over here by Kiddush HaChadish. You cannot have the Reuven will come and testify in the Chadish, and he also testify in Shimon to be the aid in Kiddush HaChadish. You can't have all the aiders come on based on one person. That makes sense. And he brings another example. You have two aidim coming from a city that most of them are goyim. So I don't even know if they're Jews. Like this city called Susiso. One, people know he's a Yisrael. And the other one, we don't know if he's a Jew or not. But Chaveru Mekira, Reuven knows Shimon. Chaveru Mao Sheyosek Echad Min Hashuk Leidolov. Can Reuven testify in Shimon in addition to his own Eidus? If you say that, it says Kol Eidus Miskeres Be'edechot. So if so, basically you're relying heavily on Reuven for his own Eidus and for his Eidus on Shimon. The Hochanut says Kol Eidus Miskeres Be'edechot. It's similar over here. In other words, an Eidus Echadish. You can have that the one person is coming to be made on the Chodesh, and he's also going to be made on his friend. Ketuvos the Gemara talking about other things that we rely on Eidechot. Tama Tanina we learned, Amar Lama Emune, speaking of Maseches Yumo, that the one in charge said, Suur V'ui Migiu Zman HaShcheta. Go check if it's already morning, and we can shech the carbon. Imigia, if he did come, Haroya, the one who goes up, to, he says he goes up to the roof to check it out, Haroya Oimer Burki. Mao Burki? Barkas, meaning a light, like a lightning. You see the light. Tamana mean bo, they say, borak barko, meaning the light is shining. Anor minara, the light is lightning. How can you trust one person that's already morning? Here is different. The Yosef Chaim is, shat yocho lamodolov. It's very easy to figure it out. You could just go and check if it's morning. Anybody could check. So you trust 1-8. Maybe the first one went out, it was still dark. But he knows until someone's going to go check on him, it will be light. If someone comes later and he sees that just now became day, you can recognize that the day just started this moment. So if someone tells you the day is already 10, 15 minutes ago, it's something which is very easy to figure out if he's lying. Says the Gemara, Omar Eidechod Noilad Ishpoini B'Shabbos. Someone said that a person was born in Shabbos. Malimus Alpi, if you trust him to do Milah based on him, same idea. It's something you can check, something that other people can figure out. Chashecha Moitze Shabbos, someone comes and testifies. It's dark, so Metaltim Alpi, you can come and carry based on his testimony, even though it's Eidechod, because it's something you can check. Revami Metaltel Alpumo de Malviso. He would trust the woman that draw water from the well. They're ones that fill up water. When they said it's dark, that means they knew it's dark, and you could trust them to say it's Moshe Shabbos. Meaning, because it's something you could verify. Ramatni metaltel al rivoso de Zaharo. He would be metaltel based on the words of the farmers of Zaharo that were not trustworthy, but for this he trusted them. Rav Amy mal pinoshim damor and shimsha hava asosiso. Rav Amy did milo on Shabbos based on woman that says it was still light in Susiso, meaning it was still day. And when the baby was born, it was Shabbos. You could do milo the next Shabbos. Ketuvos Gemara says makiroi or makirov mal lechalem the Shabbos. We said that the eidim themselves can do chilul Shabbos for kedusha chodesh. What about the people that know them? Can they also do chilul Shabbos? Nishreini meado. We learn from the following. Omar nehuroi ben Shunya. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. That was his name. Once I went on Shabbos to testify on somebody that came to do Eidus HaChodesh in Usho, that's where the basin was sitting, and I came to testify on him. They didn't really need me that much. I had a good excuse, I wanted to come and visit my friends. So I used this excuse that they needed someone to be made on this aid to come do Chilul Shabbos. So you see from here, they allowed him to go and do Chilul Shabbos to test around somebody else, even though it was not 100% they needed him, because as he says, they didn't really need him in that case. But because it was a tzad they needed him, they allowed him to do Chilul Shabbos, not only for Eidus HaChodesh, but to testify on the Eidim of Eidus HaChodesh. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel.